Your Excellency, Mr. Director General, Excellencies, distinguished members of the steering committee, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure, it's a great pleasure and an honor to address this distinguished audience on the occasion of the 2016 International Year of Pulses launching ceremony. I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks for those who have contributed to the launch of this year, especially the FAO Secretariat, our Pakistani colleagues with whom we have been working so hard since 2013. I also would like to welcome my friend, Ambassador of Pakistan, His Excellency Nadim Riaz. I hope this year will be a major success to raise further awareness for the importance of pulses in nutrition. We all know that agricultural sector today needs a strengthened attention. No need to say that it does have direct linkages with regard to fight against hunger, building a healthy household economy on a steady growth path, which are indeed of crucial significance for achieving 2030 sustainable development goals as a whole. From this point of view, agriculture becomes increasingly strategic in our daily lives. Within the framework of agricultural issues, food security and ensured nutrition are on the top of the global agenda, whereas undernourishment is unfortunately still a chronic problem across the globe. Having assumed the G20 presidency on the 1st of December 2014, Turkey has given particular attention in her agenda to global food security and focused on sustainable food systems and improving productivity in smallholder farms. With this understanding, Turkey organized the G20 agriculture ministers meeting in Istanbul, and this was only the second time in G20 history that agriculture ministers have met. Among other important decisions, the ministers agreed to establish a common platform together with the FAO and other relevant international organizations for sharing information and experiences in measuring and reducing food loss and waste. G20 countries will also discuss G20 action plan on food security, sustainable food systems at the upcoming Antalya summit, which will be held in a few days. Ladies and gentlemen, changes in diet and increasing demand for food of animal origin put a growing burden on all natural resources. Overcoming such challenges requires effective and efficient management of the food systems. In a global environment where challenges require concerted efforts, Turkey is of the opinion that all problems faced by the humanity could be solved with the joint work of the world community. Let me draw your kind attention to the role of pulses in this regard. We believe that pulses have an important share in addressing the future food and nutrition security challenges, in particular for the most vulnerable communities. It's a well-known fact that pulses have a high nutrition value and they provide a quite affordable alternative to animal protein. They contain 20 to 25% proteins by weight, whereas wheat has 10% and meat has 30 to 40%. Such features make pulses indispensable for world's most sensitive communities to hunger. The share of pulses in the average diet of developing countries is over 75%, compared to 25% in the industrialized countries. They are recommended as an invaluable part of a healthy diet by medical institutions for avoiding non-communicable diseases. Another point I want to make is that a very important number of smallholder farmers, especially in developing countries, depend on pulse production for their living. It is an encouraging sign that female farmers have a larger share in labor force employed in pulse farming. I believe that International Year of Pulses 2016 will promote broad discussion and cooperation at national, regional, and global levels to increase awareness and understanding about the challenges faced by small pulse farmers and increasing female participation in overall employment. Pulses also have a smaller water footprint than many other crops. They have less water demand in production, making them suitable for climate change adaptation purposes, particularly in the regions where droughts are more likely to occur. According to the latest FAO records, total pulses production of the world is around 62 million tons. 11 million tons are traded globally, which has a value chain of $7 billion. Turkey is the fourth largest chickpeas producer, and in lentil it ranks third. The archaeological remains found in Anatolia prove ancient agriculture production of chickpea and lentils date back to 7,000-8,000 before Christ. Today, wild relatives of lentils and peas are still seen in southeast Anatolian region of Turkey. We have samples of pulses collected and protected in our gene banks. We also improved a number of varieties with our gene potential. As a result of our efforts, the fallow areas have been reduced significantly by increasing cultivation of pulses. I believe that the celebration of the year 2016 as the International Year of Pulses would create a unique opportunity to encourage connections throughout the food chain. It will raise the awareness on contributions of pulses in terms of food and nutrition security, health, poverty reduction, sustainable agriculture, and environment. In the upcoming decades, the recognition of benefits of pulse consumption will drive production up, boost the innovative technology needed for development, and lead to its transfer. Thank you very much for your attention.